There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
And welcome back, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, live and on location at Good Morning Mattress here at Hillcrest and Airport. Hopefully you get a chance to come on by and say hello to us. I have some things that are foam, but they're very small. They're huggers, okay? I've got some of those. But lucky for us, Tina is here with Good Morning Mattress. She has some things that are a lot cushier in there. Like, you say 40 mattresses inside?
In our store, we have laying on our floor that you can actually come in and try on. And we are doing
some square footage there to have that.
Yeah, well, and we're doing all the COVID precautions with the Lysol on the beds. We're doing the protectors. We're, actually have hand sanitizer. So feel free to come in. It is very safe. We're doing all the hygienic products.
I got this where we're looking at what's going on in the store. And we got a Tempur-Pedic at the house. And let me tell y'all, I'm a super fan of that bed. And you got a sale right now on Tempur-Pedic.
They do. It's for a limited time. They don't do it all year round, but they do have several of them throughout the year. And we have customers that will actually call us when it's going on. You want to get in on those beds because I've had one for 10 years, and I love it. I know they're a little pricey, but I'm telling you, you're getting the quality. You're definitely going to get 10 years or more out of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
They're pressure-relieving devices on them. They have now. They have the individually pocketed coils, which they call hybrid. So if you don't want to just get all the all foam, you can actually still get a hybrid, but have the feeling results that you do with the regular Tempur-Pedic.
Now, one of the issues we've had with Tempur-Pedic over the years is it draws our children into our bed. Now, that means probably it's time for me to get Tempur-Pedics for the kids because they're like, oh, we're just going to lay here for a little while. Look, we're going to sleep. You know, they love that
bed. Well, now's the time to get it because we've got a great sale going on. So you can come in. There's three of us there. There's myself, Tina. There's James. There's Carlos. So we have three professional sleep experts that can put you in the right bed for you.
And right now, too, you said y'all have got finance 0% going on?
We do have 0% finance. And the more you spend, the more much you get free.
Okay. So if somebody was thinking, I need bed for the wife and I, but I need the kids' bed, maybe a guest room bed, this is a good time to make that move.
Most definitely. Come on in and see us.
What about adjustable beds? What's the popularity on those?
Those are very good. I mean, used to people would just like the younger generation would come in and they would say, oh, I don't need that. But now we're seeing more and more of all the millennium generations coming in there because it's not just for fun things, which would be watching the TV, doing the iPad, doing mm-hmm. paperwork in bed. But it's a lot of pressure relieving. If you have restless legs, neuropathy, raising those feet just a little bit takes the pressure off, getting the blood flow in your legs. Also, if you have congestion problems, you have ache problems, whether it be back, it would be your hip, shoulders, any of that, it makes it that much better for it to be relieving the pressure because you're not just laying flat, putting all the pressure on the body.
So you can get the great mattresses we're already talking about, but
right.
Then now we can get some mobility with those mattresses.
Exactly. You would be surprised the people that they've worked such long hours, and when they do get home in the afternoon, they basically get a bite, get a shower, and head to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can put your head up, your feet up, you can sit in there and watch TV. You're going to get to face all those problems with whether it be shoulder, hip, back, any of those, legs. The adjustable, it's not going to cure all ailments, but it sure will help you a lot with your sleep.
It is nice. And then you talked about
great for snoring, too. I forgot to leave out.
Well, why would you point at me? Did you get a call?
I did not get a call?
You outed me here. Hey, I want to ask about this. Something you all have a Good Morning Mattress, Comfort Exchange.
We do. So we do require that you sleep on the mattress 30 nights because even if you hated your mattress, going into a new mattress, you might not like it right off. Just because you spent an hour in the store,
mm-hmm.
it's not like sleeping that 2 o'clock in the morning. You might hate hate it. Sleep on it 30 nights. After that, you've got a whole year. You can come in as a fee and do a comfort exchange for one time.
Right. So, okay. So if we were kind of like, I don't know if this is the right one, there's some insurance to
this.
That's
right. You don't have to worry about, I've made this major purchase and I might not like this bed and this is horrible.
Now let's talk, you mentioned last hour about we can, some of these mattresses, if we're not getting a box spring or whatever, you can put them in a lot of vehicles. But y'all do have delivery, right?
We do have delivery. We too have two awesome guys. We don't sub ours out. They're actually Good Morning Mattress Center employees. So they're going to come in your house with mask on. They are going to be hand sanitized. They are not going to be coming in without a mask on, so you don't have to worry. They're taking all the precautions. They will set your bed up. They're very professional. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and I'd asked you last hour, but you have more people like, with the mattresses, y'all have the frames they go in and all that?
Yeah, so we carry like a regular traditional bed frame, and then we carry the adjustables we just talked about. If you just want a mattress only that's going to go on like maybe a platform bed, we also carry that. There's several that we carry that'll actually fit in a car they can take with them.
It's amazing. It's amazing how it works. And I want to talk about, with all the brands you listed, and you talked about having, I haven't heard you be like, you only can get this brand. I mean, you have a lot of different mattresses, and you really don't mind if somebody one over another. You're not pushing one more than the other.
Right. Now, the only thing we're pushing right now is if people, they come
for
in.
For a sale is one thing.
For a sale. Well, that's a great sale going on, but the only thing we're telling people, really not pushing them, but we're telling them that the different, some brands, it's taken us longer to get it, but if they're in a hurry for mattress, we're showing them that we got three brands right now that's not a problem.
Okay.
And so that's what we're telling, because there is, because of the pandemic, they're having a coil and a foam problem of all the mattresses places getting in right now, but it's not that you can't get it, it's just going to take a little longer than some of the others.
What if we find that mattress that maybe has a little bit longer delivery? Can we shop here during the sale?
Yes, you can shop, you can go ahead and order it, and you're on the list for it to be on its way to your house.
So we can purchase at the sale?
You can purchase it and not miss out on the sale.
Okay, good. So if we find that mattress and we're like, this is the one we want, you say, well, I can't get it today, it's 2 weeks or whatever, we still get that sale price.
Right, and the Tempur-Pedic, though, we're not having no problems with them. If we do not have it in stock, you're looking at about a week and a half. So you're looking around, turn around on it.
Very good. All right. Tell folks once again how to find you.
Okay. So we're at Airport. We're close to Krispy Kreme Donuts.
Yes.
Out our back door is the Shoe Station. So if you're just coming down Airport between Buffalo Wild Wings and then we've got the Walgreens. So we've been there 17 years. We are locally owned, even though we're a franchise.
Love it. Tina, thanks for having us out here.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
So y'all come out and check out the very light foam I have with the huggers and then the great mattresses in Good Morning Mattress. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, Friday style, live at Good Morning Mattress, Hillcrest, and Airport. And by the way, too, you know, they are part of our Naughty or Nice Christmas giveaway. We're talking about those Tempur-Pedic mattresses they got right there here in the store. Well, a queen-size Tempur-Pedic mattress from Good Morning Mattress is part of the $6,600 worth of great goodies you're going to get in our Christmas contest. Here's how you do it. You go by our participating sponsors like Good Morning Mattress. You can stop by right now, grab FM Talk 106.5 Hugger, go in there and drop your name and phone number in the registration box. That's how we're going to draw on December 18th for the winners of this great prize pack. So once again, details at fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for Christmas contest or go to our Facebook page and do the same. And the details are there. You can also register by going to our participating sponsors like Good Morning Mattress, their Facebook page, and putting a comment right there on the pinned post for the contest. So you can go online and get one entry and in person at each participating sponsor. Stop by and drop your name in. And it's a heck of a prize pack. And you can do this one today right here at Good Morning Mattress and all our other sponsors. All right, I want to bring on there, I was going to say an old friend of mine, and have a longtime friend, because he and I are the same age, and that would be calling myself old, Commissioner of the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, Chris Blankenship, joining us now on Midday Mobile. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for having me today.
Hey, we're not old.
That's right.
so much to talk with you about, but I saw this memo came out yesterday, and I said, well, That'll make an impact. Nearly $26 million of NFWF or Fish and Wildlife grants coming to the Alabama Gulf Coast. It's a big deal, Chris.
It is. We've had a really good relationship with NFWF, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, using the criminal fines from BP and Transocean from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. And got some really good projects, I think, that are going to make a good impact in coastal Alabama. And particularly the project along the Dolphin Island Causeway from it's going to go all the way from that South Mobile County Park all the way down to the Cedar Point Pier, you know, to the foot of the bridge. So it's going to be a really good project to protect that causeway and provide some good habitat for fish and other aquatic species out there.
Yeah, that causeway that leads to the island that's in both of our blood, man, is a big deal. That causeway is, you know, it's this little ribbon that connects us down to the bridge and gets us to the island. And, I mean, it's, you know, not a storm goes by that we're not having some issues there with that. Talk to me about what the idea is to help out wildlife and what's going to be done there along that causeway.
So, you know, we're going out from the causeway. You know, we'll put in some type of a living shoreline or a different type of something to keep the, to hold that sediment there. And then we have some beneficial use of dredge material from the core that we'll put behind there, and then some seagrass and other marsh grass to protect all of that. And it's much needed. That project is actually done in conjunction with a resilience grant that we were able to acquire from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation as well as a match. And Senator Shelby was extremely helpful in helping us with that and having that resilience money that was in the budget, and we were able to add that to this project to really make it what it needs to be.
Let's, if you're just joining us, talking to Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources Commissioner Chris Blankenship. And Chris, so you and I are riding south on the causeway, and we're looking out to the east, looking off to the left there as we're going to the island. We talked about all that. What does that end up looking like? Does it, is there going to be, like, here's the causeway, there's the ditch, and then there's some land. Is that land going out further when this is finished, or is it higher? What does it look like?
Yeah. It'd probably be a little both. Go out further, be a little bit higher. They're completing the phase one. The engineering and design on that has really just been completed, and then we'll start the construction hopefully very soon. But it's gonna, you know how important that whole area is. You know, the main oyster reefs for the state of Alabama are right there off of that causeway. You know what great fishing there is it fishing crabs and shrimp as they move down the bay, and so having that whole place fortified with a more resilient structure that also will have some habitat benefits to it. You know, that's really going to be a project that meets multiple objectives, and not one of which is not lost on me is that it protects that one way on and one way off of Dolphin Island. It's extremely
right.
Important to the residents down there.
Yep, you and I both, man, know the importance of that. And it's interesting, and it's probably a discussion for another show when we get in-depth there, but I've seen so much that shows that using these living shorelines and building things like that, when storms come and go, they actually stand up to that better than the hardscapes, the seawalls, things like that.
You're right. And so that's one of the things from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. There's been so many of these type projects all along the Gulf Coast, and so we've been able to see what engineering works best, you know, what holds up best in the storm, what provides the best habitat for the aquatic species, at the same time, you know, having the other benefits. And so really, I think where we are now in 2020 compared to where we started in 2010, you know, we have a lot better idea of the things that work good, and you know, all the engineers and the smart people that have put their heads together to come up with the best solutions for these type things. I'm really excited about what this is going to look like and what benefits it's going to provide in the end.
Let's talk about a little further south and on the island, Dolphin Island East End Beach and Dune Restoration.
Yeah, they're going to have some work was done there a few years ago with some money from the Coastal Impact Assistance Program, and so this is a kind of a adding on to that work that was done previously. And so the money is there for some engineering and design work, and then we'll come back hopefully next year and have some money for construction after the engineers finish all their work.
Has there been any more discussion?
That'll really help, help protect the Dolphin Island Bird Sanctuary and the infrastructure there on the east end of Dolphin Island, including the fort.
And, Chris, as we're talking about building up land on Dolphin Island or on the causeway, you talked about some of the dredge materials. Are we any a different place here with getting the – because I know we're widening and deepening the channel. Any more of that that can come over and be put on the land?
Yeah, and that's I think so. I think that we'll have opportunities, you know, as they're doing the work on the ship channel. That's what that beneficial use of dredge or spoil material. That's where some of that material is going to come from, and some will come from work that's previously been done and stored around the Theodore Industrial Canal that we'll bring down and use. But that's a lot better using it for stuff like this than just letting it go sit in a landfill or
you know
pumped out and not used to fortify these coastlines.
Yeah, it's what we make these coastlines out of. So give us more of it. Let's talk on the east side. Let's go Baldwin County. I see Bon Secours River Headwaters Restoration. What's this?
So again, this is a continuation of a phase one project that we started with engineering and design. We've done the watershed management plans for most of the watersheds around Mobile Bay, and identified projects that would have the biggest impact on improvements in those watersheds. In Bon Secours, the headwaters, you know, all the stormwater and the runoff from Foley comes down that the North Bon Secours into Bon Secours Bay, and so this is a project that would make some improvements on those stream beds and limit the sedimentation coming down from Foley in those areas upland, that's silting in the Bon Secours River and Bon Secours Bay. So I'm really excited about that project, and that's one that we're doing in conjunction with the City of Foley.
Also, more work at Wolf Creek, their headwaters.
Right. So, again, same thing. The Wolf Bay Watershed Management Plan identified that Upper Wolf Creek as an area of real concern, where it's, you know, it's kind of steep there and gets a lot of runoff. And so it really was carving into that stream bed and all that sedimentation and the forested watershed. We're losing some of those trees along the stream bed, and this will help protect those and channel that water better so that it doesn't bring all that sediment down into Wolf Bay and kill seagrass and all the other things that sedimentation does. It's a negative impact on those aquatic species.
Hey, just got about a minute left here, but I know the answer. I'm going to let you, but somebody asking about using that money to build another fishing pier, I guess, there in the Cedar Point area, which Cedar Point got way messed up. But this money is specific, right, for environmental?
Yeah, it is. You know, we have to work through the plea compliant projects is what they call it. You know, the ones that match the criminal fine and plea agreement that BP and the United States Department of Justice came to. One of the things we can't use that money for is infrastructure work like the Cedar Point Pier or boat ramps. You know, that's not something that that money can be used for. So, but other boating access and public access projects, you know, are things that can be done with other money from the BP oil spill. But so we're still looking to provide, you know, good public access to these waters that we have.
Good stuff. Commissioner of the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, Chris Blankenship, thanks for your time. Thanks for what y'all are doing, and we'll check back soon.
Hey, man, thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. There he is, Chris Blankenship, and we're coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. We are live at Good Morning Mattress. And a big thank you, folks, stopping by and visiting with us out here, going in, checking out the mattresses as well as getting registered in our Naughty or Nice Christmas contest. So do that. And you know what? Thank you. When y'all stop by and say, you know, how much you like the station and you appreciate it, y'all right back at you, because we appreciate y'all. I mean, that's how this works. You know, y'all are the best audience, and I've been doing this, oh my gosh, it's going to be a lot of years now, since 1990. I've been doing this radio thing a long time, and this is the best audience ever, and I just couldn't be happier. Y'all are awesome. Thank you. Thank you. So let's keep doing it. Let's do it another 20, 30 years. And just like my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, another great local company. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, man. How's it going today?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. Hanging out here on a Friday. Talking about a couple things. I don't even want to get you riled up on this proposed gun policy out of Biden, so I won't do it. We'll talk about things that maybe not be divisive. Yeah, let's talk about a couple things. First of all, gold and silver. What happened at post-election? I haven't even gotten to do the post-mortem on that.
Well, there's really not a post-election yet. We're still sort of lingering and dragging stuff out. So right now, nothing has really changed. Gold and silver are sort of hovering where they've been because everybody's sort of waiting to see exactly what's really going to happen. Gold is under $1,900 an ounce. Silver is around $2,450 an ounce. So they're just sort of stable and hovering and waiting right now. I'll tell you who isn't waiting. People waiting for Christmas gifts, not happening. They have been flocking into the shop, not only buying stuff for Christmas, but selling some things to get some quick cash so they can have a good holiday season this year.
You know, we don't talk about that enough. I'm always talking about it because I'm picturing all the cool items that I like to buy from y'all. But, if we've got things we want to sell, this is a good time. I mean, you just rolled out those precious metal prices. If we got stuff we're not using, you talk about some Christmas cash in a hurry.
Oh, it's a great opportunity. We had somebody come in the other day with a bunch of jewelry and some sterling silver flatware and a few old coins that had been passed down. And once we were done evaluating it for her, over $700. She was almost in tears. She was so excited. She thought she might get $100, $200. She said, "We have made Christmas for her this year."
I love it. And also, if we come in with something we're not sure we want to sell or not going to sell, you will tell us, hey, what that's worth.
Yeah, we tell you what the current market value is, what we would buy it for, what it sells for. And remember, we sell coins. We sell gold and silver bullion. So if you want to hang on to that collection, maybe add to it, we'd love for you to come by with your collection, let us evaluate it. Now we know what you've got. We can help you add to that collection. You do not have to sell it. Maybe you want to grow that and turn it into a legacy set for your family.
And I've tried my hardest to go through this whole discussion with you and not talk about Open L Knives, but there, I fell down again. Folks about that selection.
It's hard not to,
isn't it, Sean? That's for sure. So why do they need to care about these knives that you and I are so hot on?
Well, it's a product that's been around since 1890. Open L has been making knives since 1890, 130 years. Most of us here in the States have never heard of them. It's a inexpensive, very comfortable, very useful knife. The blades quality impeccable, the handle quality impeccable. The stainless steel knives are made out of a high-quality stainless steel that actually lasts, actually holds an edge, and the price point is phenomenal.
They are, and they are great. You're going to want some for yourself, and they make fantastic gifts. All right, tell folks how to come find you.
Yeah, we're in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. Of course, check us out online, mobilebaycoins.com. And you can also check out the new stuff as it's coming into the shop. Like and follow us on Instagram and on Facebook.
All right, there he is. Angelo, thank you, man.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins. All right, a couple things here I want to run through. Dan on the text line said, so me and the future Paul-in-law went out to salvage some channel marker pilings that had washed up on the island from the sound. Okay, from that side, from the north side. And the two islands are out on the west end. The summer are gone. If they dredge the channel to build back the island, will they add to the west end? All right. So, Dan, the deal is you can – it's almost like a bank shot in pool. And that's what's happening with this dredge material. But we've been off on the bank shot. The bank shot's too steep. What the Corps has been doing over time is taking – the dredge material from the Mobile Ship Channel, because you have to still dredge it even before we started this talk about deepening and widening the ship channel. You had to obviously take the stuff you dredge out. You kind of got to work on the channel to keep it open. Eventually, if we left it go, it would fill in. So they've been taking that off to, they called it the beneficial use area or something like that in the past, but it was 14 miles south of Dolphin Island. And some of it that was dumped out there eventually would show up on Dolphin Island, but it was a pretty steep bank shot, right? A lot of it didn't make it onto the island. You know, the argument I've made over time is let's get rid of the middleman and just get the sand quality dredge and put that onto Dolphin Island. I'm going to get to the west end in a second. But the problem is Corps has, by rule, said the cheapest, or it's like the lowest cost way to, they're tasked with doing it the lowest cost way. Well, the lowest cost way is actually taking out their 14 miles, not coming in closer and piping it in onto the island. But the problem is, if you pull back, you toggle back on your Google Earth there, look at the big picture. The big picture is that every however many years, and one like this one, for sure, you lose sand off Dauphin Island that's not being replaced. Naturally, sand is going to travel from east to west in the Gulf Coast region. In northern Gulf Coast, sand moves east to west, and eventually north is the motion of this. So when you have a ship channel, which I'm all for, it's not anti-ship channel, but when you have a ship channel, you are stopping the natural migration of that sand along the Gulf Coast. All right. You have to come back in through federal programs after you lose. You have beach erosion. We talked about it with Mayor Tony Kennan down at Orange Beach. You have the same thing at Dauphin Island after these storms. Ends up being federal dollars come in to bring sand in there to put it back in place. Well, why not just do it in the first place and not try this bank shot and just take the dang sand quality dredge from the ship channel and put it on right on the island or within 100 yards where it's going to aggregate. Now, there's areas of Dauphin Island that have built out. My Lord, if you look where the fishing pier is on the front of Dauphin Island there at Holiday Isle Condos, since Katrina to now, I mean, I used to take my boat around the end of the fishing pier. There is 16 feet deep. It's now in the middle of the sand. So the island shifts and connects and does all this, but it needs the normal supply of sand to be able to get it to all the places. So what you're saying about the West End, if they would put that aggregate or that sand on a place like what we all call Sand Island, which is actually Pelican Island, if you put the sand there, eventually it goes to the West End because the sand, remember, is going from east to west, and it eventually will build back up. Changes on the West End of Dauphin Island in my life are normal. I mean, you'll get an island form. It'll disappear. It'll reform. That island will join the main island. It'll split. These things happen down there from storms. And then you'll come back a year later and go, holy cow, it built back, or holy cow, that channel got wider. That stuff's normal. But what's happening is places like Dauphin Island are being starved of the sand that naturally would be making it. So when people get all mad, they're like, ah, dang it, they're putting sand on that dang Dauphin Island again. Well, it's because the sand that should be going there is getting short-stopped. So I am pro-ship channel, but I'm also pro taking that stuff and putting it right back on the island. Almost like a bridge. Just you're picking it up in the ship channel, and you're carrying it right over to the west and putting it on Dauphin Island. So there's a little discussion on that. All right, so I wanted one thing before we head to the break here. You know, earlier in the week we talked about Governor Ivey having said that there will be no shutdown of businesses in Alabama, which is where we were before that stay-at-home order, which I guess it means we don't go in the stay-at-home order. Obviously, states are doing this because they saw the writing on the wall, and that writing's now out there for everybody to see as they're going to a curfew again in California. A curfew that will go into effect tomorrow evening in California. Governor Gavin Newsom, he who do as I say, not as I do, with the mask and the inside dining, has now had a imposed a limited stay-at-home order in California, saying I think it's not all counties, 95% of the counties in California, 95% of the landmass in California will now be under this restriction. They're doing a curfew that goes from, I think, it's 10 at night to 5 in the morning. So they're going back into the curfew thing, which is, people have made, I think, a fair discussion, said curfews were there to be able to relieve law enforcement some during situations like this. But how does not being out on the road between 10 at night and 5 in the morning reduce cases of coronavirus? I mean, you and I, Dalton, we had talked about that over the years. Why does it make a difference if you're in the bar or restaurant at 9 at night eating wings and drinking beer? That's okay, but after 11 o'clock, you weren't. So, but that's happened in California. Looks like Alabama, at least according to the governor, is not going to go that way. We'll see. We'll see. All right, coming right back. We are live at Good Morning Mattress, Hillcrest and Airport. Stop by, check out the sale going on now for Tempur-Pedic. Also, get registered in our Naughty or Nice Christmas contest. They got the box right inside. Do that. Stop by and see us.